Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Refuah Shleima Eliyahu Ben Soro, and for Zivig Hogun LeYaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and LeIli Nishmas Malkov, Basarav Chaim Yitzchok, Korav Shleima Chaim Ben Arav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim Ben Arav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Gittel Basarav and Yezer Manoyach. Last week in Parshas Noach, it was a Rashi, well-known, but really very strange when you come to think about it. The Torah says that Noach and his family entered the Teva Mipnei Mei Hamabul, because of from the waters. And Rashi seems to be bothered why they entered from the waters. What's that Torah telling us? They entered the table. So it sounds like the Torah is saying something there. So Rashi says, Noach was miktanei emunah. He was lacking somewhat, not from the greatest ma'aminim. Ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin. He believed that he didn't. He waited with hesitancy, I guess, with some possibility that there's not going to be a mabul, ad shedochkuhu ha'mayim, until the waters forced him into the table. Very, very strange. When you think about it, Noach spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem told him there's going to be a mabul. Mamish, detailed discussions about what to do and how to respond and who to bring in and so forth and so on. Noach is tzaddik tomim hoye b'day rois v'esoy leikim es alech Noach. Torah says about him, he walked with Hashem. Such a person. And he spent 120 years working, building that table, and preaching to everyone who asked him, what is he doing? That the reason that I'm doing this table is because Hashem is going to send a mabul. There's going to be a mabul, and he's telling everyone that they have to do tshuva in order to be saved from the mabul. And yet, this great individual who was on such a level still hesitated. Ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin. And when did he go in? Not when he saw that it's happening a mabul. He saw torrential rains. They forced him in. The Mea Mabul pushed him in, forced him in. Then he was ready to go. It seems that from this Rashi that we see that emunah is not such a simple thing, that a person can be on the highest levels, he could know, he could speak directly to Hashem, Hashem talks to him, Hashem told him there's going to be a mabul, and he preached the lesson of the mabul for 120 years as he was building the table. Emunah is slippery, and the Eitz HaRa works very hard, and when it came to the Maisa, is there going to be a mabul, is there not going to be a mabul, ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin. And he had to wait until he was forced in by the mayim itself. So emunah we see is not an easy thing. Now, if emunah is not an easy thing, and emunah is the foundation of bitochen, because kol habiteach ma'amin, nobody could possibly have bitochen unless he's strong in his emunah. So what do we do? It's a slippery slope, it seems. It's not so easy to hold on, even to the levels that we've achieved. Are there any eitzes for us? I think there's an eitzah. I mean, there must be many eitzes, I'm sure there are. But there's an interesting Ralbag on the Shira in Parshas B'Shalach, on Oz Yerushim Moshe. So he says, there's a te'elis that we learn from this lesson, and from this Shira. Sheroi la'odom lo se shevach lo'hidoy la'ashem yisaleh, al shumoleu me'ha'tevois. Person should give praises to Hashem for all the tevis that he did to him. He was there mehayishoro el hoemuno Hashem yisale mashalo yale. He says this is a straightening out. Ayishoro el hoemuno. This is like a straight path. This strengthens his emuno in Hashem. The fact that he didn't keep quiet and he expressed it. He expressed the appreciation for the tevis, and he says that's why. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu sang Shira to thank Hashem for the Torah that they did. It's very strange. The Yam Suf? The Yam Suf once again. They recognize that everything that was done in Mitzrayim, all the Nisim. The Torah said that they were Ma'aminim. The Torah was made on them, they're Ma'aminim. But it seems to the Ralbag that had they not sung Shira, the praises, Shira is the Tishbuchis of Hashem, then they would have lost. They needed that to straighten out, to maintain the straight path, to reinforce that emuna which they had achieved on the Yom Suf. And if not, it seems that they would have been lacking had they been silent and not made that expression. So it seems that one way to be mechazek emuna is to praise Hashem for all the tovus. Now the truth of the matter is, when we praise Hashem for all the good and all the chesed that He does for us, we not only are mechazek emuna, as the Ralbag says, but also mechazek bitochem, because the more we realize the tevis that Hashem does, the chesed of Hashem, the rachamim of Hashem, the hatov of Hashem, the chanino of Hashem, how much He gives us, how much attention, how much love He showers us and showers us every minute of the day, every day of our lives, the more it strengthens our bitochen too. So it seems it's a worthwhile investment, this idea of praising Hashem, both in the strengthening of the emunah and in the strengthening and inspiring the bitochen. And I thought that there really is something that we say every day, three times a day, and on Shabbos a fourth time, and that is Moedim Anachnu Loch. And I thought we would go through the Moedim and see the opportunity that we have to strengthen the Emunah and the Bitochen, which is certainly a very worthwhile undertaking. Moedim Anachnu Loch, we thank you. Now, some would say that Moedim is more a recognition than a thanks. I'm not sure what the difference is between recognizing and admitting. Chodoh is an admission also to thanks. And I guess thank you really is an admission of the good that you did for me. Moedim anachnu loch, we thank you. We are moedim to you. Sha'atuhu Hashem elokeinu elokei av Yisrael lo'olam v'ed. First of all, on the relationship that we have, you're Hashem. That's your name, Elokeinu, Elokim Shelonu, Elokei Aviseinu, and that relationship lasts forever, forever and ever. You will always be Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, Le'olam Voed. That in itself is such a strength of statement of the connection that we have, the relationship we have, an endless relationship. An eternal relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which certainly speaks loudly to the chesed and the hatovah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for us. Tzur Chayeno, the rock of our lives. The Goyin explains Tzur Chosoyuboy. That's the concept of Tzur is Tzur Chosoyuboy, is Chisoyin, is you take refuge even without a promise. You just go under the rock protects you. No, you don't need any special invitation, you don't need any special merit, you don't need any special efforts, just go under the rock. Sur chasoyubod, sur chayev, the rock of our lives where we can take refuge for all of our problems. Mogein yishenu, the shield of our salvation, which means you shield us from all of the tzoras and the mela. That's how we have Yeshua, that's how we have salvation. Atohu, L'dor v'dor, you are eternally from generation to generation. The ongoing fact, you know, if we think, oh, Hashem does now today, but maybe tomorrow He's going to stop. But no, this is your tzur chayenu lo yisheinu atohu l'dor v'dor. So we can always have bitochen in Hashem. We can always be mechazek or emun in Hashem because it's eternal. It's not just a short-lived relationship or a short-lived opportunity to take refuge in Him. Noidelecho, we will, and this pashtus is that this is a loshen osid, we will. Noidelecho, we will thank you or admit to you, unesapir tilosecho, and recite your praises. And then we list a list of so many of the things that we have to praise Hashem for. What are we going to constantly praise you for? Al chayeinu amsurim yodecha, for our lives that are given over to you. Al nishmeseinu apkudei smoch, and our nishomas that you take charge of. That it's a pikotin, you're the guardian of it. Al nisechu shebechol yamimonu, and for the miracles of Eder every day with us. Al nifloi sechu v'toyvei sechu shebechol eis. Nifloi and toyvei And not only b'chol yoy, but the b'chol eis, every moment, not just every day, but every moment. This is the hatov of Hashem, the nisim of Hashem, the toiv of Hashem, all the time. Erev v'voikir v'tzoharoyev. And this pashtus refers to, we will recite this praise at least Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha. And then a very firm statement of transposing this realization of who Hashem is and what He has done for us and what we are sure that He will continue to do for us, which is also a chizuk and emuna. Then we say, Hatov ki le'cholu rachamecho, you are the good one, whose mercy is never withheld, who is never withheld. Your merciful is always there. The Hamarachim, and you're the merciful one, ki le'samu chasodecho, that your chesed never ends. Your mercy is endless, never withheld, and your chesed is le'samu chasodecho, never ends. That combination of constant, ongoing mercy, and that means if we have a problem, Hashem feels the pain, rachmonis, and constant ongoing chesed, v'hamerachim ki le'samu chasodecho. Oh, and if it would be lacking one of them, no, I could say maybe Hashem does chesed, but He's not merachim, He doesn't see the tzoros, He doesn't feel the pain. Or I could say Hashem has rachamim, He feels the pain, but doesn't do anything about it. But he's lo'cholu rachamecho, lo'samu chasodecho, the rachamim is never withheld, and the chesed is endless. Me'oilam kivinu loch. From time immemorial, we hope to you. We have that bitochen. We put our kibo, we put our hope in you. Why? Because this is who you are. This is who you are. This statement of emuna, this statement of bitochen, this statement of the endless, the eternal rachamim, the eternal chesed of Hashem, that's me'oilam kivinu loch. That's why we always have put our hope in you. That's been our source of strength, and that will continue to be our source of strength ongoing. And then we continue. Al Kulam again praises Yisborach Yisrael Mamshimcha Malkeinu Tovi Lo Nevoed, and for all of these things, your name should be recognized as Yisborach, as a source of brocha, and elevated. Your name should be elevated. You who are a king, Tomid, forever Lo Ilam Void, forever and ever. And then we continue. B'chol Hachayim Meduchasela, all living creatures should thank you. And here, of course, we know that the Chazal learn from here the Rosh Tevis, that this refers to the Birchas HaGoyim that we make on the four different major occasions. Bihalu Eshimcho Be'emes, and they will praise your name in truth. For Keil, that's what the Goyim says, the Pshat is, you're the one who overpowers your anger to have Rachmonos on us. Yeshua Seinu, our salvation, our Savior, Ezra Seinu, and our helper. Selo, Baruch Ato Hashem, you are the source of all brocha. Hatev Shimcho, your name is good. Ulcho Noel Hoidus, and to you it's appropriate to give praise. And if we say this on a daily basis, and we say it with kavona, and we pay attention to what we're doing, it becomes a unique opportunity to strengthen both emunah and bitochen. We need the emunah, otherwise we don't have the bitochen. We need the emunah anyway, but we need it even for the bitochen. And here that comes together. When we sing the praises, say the praises, recite the praises, Tirush and Tishpoh, praise of Hashem, we strengthen our emunah, as the Ramban says, and we also give ourselves the basis of His chesed and rachamim and appreciating the extent of that chesed to be able to find the strength to put our trust in the chesed Hashem. And from this parsha we see that it's necessary to work on this, the bitochen, not only the bitochen, but even the emunah. I can work on that. And the last moment he had doubts after all that he had experienced, how much more so do we have to work to strengthen that emunah? And it seems that the appreciation of the praises of Hashem can help us and bring us to strengthen that emunah, which will in turn give us a greater basis for our bitochen.